From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Talks between the U.S. and China are moving toward a final accord. The latest rounds of talks going so well, both sides are discussing whether or not to hold more in-person meetings. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells AgWeb.com they're getting close to the final round of concluding issues. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says both sides will stay in close communication and spare no efforts to continue negotiations. China would likely lift a ban on U.S. poultry as part of a trade deal and may buy more pork to meet a growing supply deficit, but is unwilling to allow a prohibited growth drug used in roughly half of U.S. hogs. AgriMarketing.com reports the U.S. has asked Beijing to lift its ban on the drug ractopamine. The Trump administration is also pushing for greater market access for agricultural products by seeking to reduce tariffs, lift bans, and overhaul regulatory processes. Cattle inventories jumped between 2012 and 2017 amid increasing global demand for protein. According to the 2017 Census of Agriculture, cattle and calf inventories totaled 93.6 million in 2017, up from almost 90 million a year earlier. Milk cow inventories were up 3.1% from 2012 to 9.54 million. Agriculture.com reports favorable economics and strong demand for both beef and pork domestically and from overseas buyers led to the increase in the size of the cattle and hog herds in recent years.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.